Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Entine. I am speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 13th of January, and ending on Sunday, the 19th of January, and we have two major events involving the sun and moon this week, and it starts on Monday with the full moon in Cancer. And I have done a separate recording. It's a very powerful chart. It involves a lot of information. So please go there to the other link. That is the Full Moon in Cancer link. It's going to be 21 minutes of information. And then the other experience is that the sun will enter Aquarius at 3 p.m. on Sunday, the 19th. So we start to move out of the energies of the Capricorn nature, which is trying to structure and, you know, understand things. And we've come to the full moon. Now, when we get to a full moon, the phase shifts and we go into, after that one day of full moon energy, we go into the giving out of our understanding of our literal harvests as we move into the waning gibbous cycle that will take us to the last quarter. We'll be in the third quarter phase of the moon on Tuesday. So now, let's see, when would we be up? Okay, I think our first lunar aspect that we'll feel doesn't come in until 4:22 p.m. Eastern. Some of you across the pond, you'd have a trine from the moon to Saturn in Pisces at, well, it's 5 hours different, 7:30 a.m., so you would be getting up with some structure, and maybe some changes are occurring for you also with the sun trine Uranus retrograde in Taurus. It, for you over across in the pond here, meaning the Atlantic Ocean, 8:13 a.m., you're able to deal with it. You're okay with it. And so are we when we get up here, because the moon in Cancer will sextil Uranus retrograde in Taurus until 4:22 p.m. that day. So we're looking at issues of our security, emotional and otherwise, issues about our family, issues about our home, and looking at opportunities to make any positive changes, especially in finance, you know, or in other physical ways to make things better. The full moon comes in shortly thereafter, and you know that day is going to have hugely intense feelings going on because the full moon is in Cancer, which is the sign of the moon, and the instinctive feelings and instant reaction. And so we have that building all this time. It makes its peak at 5:27 p.m., and then the moon joins Mars retrograde in Cancer until 10:48 p.m. that evening. So this is a time to be aware. There are some emotions that are raw, some fears that are going to out picture in bursts of anger and possibly aggression. You may have also got that Mars as heat in the mucous membranes, like your digestive system and your stomach. So if you're eating and you're agitated that evening, or you're sensitive to something that's in the meal, you may feel it, definitely, with this conjunction for sure. But the moon ends the Cancer transit with a trine. And that's to Neptune in Pisces, 11:46 p.m. And then that energy will carry through till 4:12 a.m. on Tuesday when the moon enters Leo. So this is where you become very psychic. You understand things that, you know, you were upset about. You can see more clearly what's going on. And it's a spiritual energy. It's a time that you can just let yourself go and get yourself healing some way or other. Tuesday, again, the moon in Leo, very early morning, opposition to Pluto in Aquarius, 6:53 a.m., while Venus is moving from Pisces into the exact square to Jupiter in Gemini at 2:48 p.m. And that Venus-Jupiter square is in the chart for the full moon. So now we have an early morning, some of us won't be up yet, clash with authority. And Leo, you know, likes to think it's, you know, the king or the queen, and the moon, it's even more likely it's a queen, that wants to take on this hugely powerful planet, Pluto, in Aquarius, of hopes and wishes in the future and electronics and all of that. So be aware of the potential for conflict, and some of that has to do with loyalty versus individual expression, and it's difficult, yes. While also this Venus in Pisces, it's so sensitive and feels so much for the victims, has to face up to Jupiter at this point. Looks like it's trying to be very logical and analytical and doesn't seem to have a lot of feelings to 48 p.m. But the moon has been heading since about 7 in the morning Eastern time towards an uplifting sextile to Jupiter in Gemini. So somebody's listening, Moon in Leo. Somebody's going to hear you, and maybe you'll be able to access some information that you need and also have fun, if fun is around to have. So that particular sextile will be in until 1:58 a.m. on Wednesday, 15th, where we start coming into some conflicts again. First of all, the sun in Capricorn makes the exact opposition to Mars retrograde in Cancer, 9:39 p.m. You know, just watch the news, all right? You'll see it. You'll see the conservative authority versus passion for security and the people. It's this. Like all kinds of stuff is brewing, not just in the United States, but it's definitely brewing. And the moon is going square, Uranus and Taurus. 11:10 p.m. is when that comes in. That's the day. Okay. So conflicts and conflict. And this can be definitely about finance. The moon in Leo. Leo has a lot to do with preserving its kingdom and, in fact, enhancing its kingdom. Bigger house. You know, more bathrooms, new cabinets, you know. This would be a Leo energy. And there's some kind of a shift or change or a difficult time dealing with the Taurus energy that's looking to preserve, for one thing, and maybe also the issues of the sudden, surprising geophysical events more coming out and coming in, which is almost unbelievable. But I've also written a Substack post on that, which is getting, you know, a lot of liking and views. As I said, on the full moon, all you have to do is go to my name, Shelley, that's spelled S-H-E-L-L-I-E and continues to W-R-I-T-E-S, Shelley Writes, Substack.com to get to me. And if you don't already have your free subscription to Substack, just go to Substack.com and just register yourself one. It again, free. And the post that is looking at some of the shaman experiences and messages coming to us about, you know, this world of extremes. The post is called Fire and Ice, because while L.A. was burning, an ice storm was threatening people in the Midwest and East Coast. So it's, yeah, it's something to read. It's, yeah. So 11:10 p.m. Wednesday, the moon square, Uranus and Taurus. And now we have a long stretch of a void, of course, moon in Leo. Oh, Leo loves to nap in the sun, you know. So, yeah, after all that stress, go ahead. You know, just relax, relax, relax. You can do that until the moon enters Virgo on Thursday at 11:46 a.m. Eastern Time. And that moon is going into a square to Jupiter that doesn't get in until 10:33 a.m. So this is a conflict, a mutable conflict between the perfection-seeking, it must be this way moon in Virgo, and Jupiter trying to expand a conversation into lots of different ideas. Nah, not working. Doesn't have to get nasty, but there may be a few critical moments in there. But we won't feel that coming in until probably Friday morning. And Friday morning has the sun in Capricorn complete its sextile to Neptune in Pisces. So that's kind of a gentle energy for the beginning of the moon in Virgo's transit. Friday the 17th, after the square to Jupiter, the moon gets some really good backup in a trine to Mercury in Capricorn until 2:28 p.m. Yeah, we had that shift of Mercury, and now in very practical, structured, let's figure out how to do this right. And, you know, the moon that wants to do it right, you know, and get something to happen, please. This is your moment. Figure 11 a.m. Eastern to 2:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's your window of golden opportunity. But after that, moon in Virgo, opposition Venus in Pisces, 4:46 p.m., opposition Saturn in Pisces, 6:43 p.m. And so the opposition to Venus is just, you know, how can you be, this is the moon in Virgo, how can you be such a bleeding heart about this? How can you care about these? How can you? And, you know, Venus in Pisces is just going to like swim away, swim away. But Saturn in Pisces is going to bring the down energy to the moon. That's where the obstacle of the skepticism, the fear, is will overpower probably some of the moon in Virgo's energies also. So we could have a pretty down period. You could say 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time on Friday the 17th. But things are looking up after this for the moon in Virgo. At least a couple of aspects come in. One is the trine to Uranus and Taurus at 9:13 a.m. on Saturday the 18th. This is where you can start implementing some changes, see how they work for you, maybe even looking at buying something new for the office or for the kitchen. This is where we come into a moon in Virgo sextile to Mars in Cancer, 12:53 p.m., and maybe you can help Mars in Cancer feel a little bit better about issues with work or healing and how they will help the feelings of security that Mars is after. However, we will have a period of time when Moon in Virgo must oppose Neptune in Pisces, and that is after, let's say, 1 p.m. Eastern to 6 p.m. Eastern. So the afternoon is foggy, unreliable, difficult travel, you know, file things in the wrong place kind of energy. So just remember that. And meanwhile, Venus in Pisces is joining Saturn at 8:26 p.m. Well, Venus is looking for love, and Saturn is cold. Saturn is also frightened and very concerned and with its own issues. And Venus is concerned with everybody's issues, but it's not going to feel good for Venus. And it's going to be a resistance coming from Saturn. So, yeah, this isn't a Saturday night where a party would work real well. You know, just be conscious of what's going on, and you can avoid the pitfalls of identifying with it. It's good to objectify. That's why astrology is the Aquarian, Uranian method, because it lets you become objective to what's happening in the energies instead of just falling in and under it. The moon, meanwhile, after this Neptune opposition, is going to give us the harmony of the lights as it makes the trine to the sun in Capricorn at 9:01 p.m. Well, you may not feel it as well with the Venus-Saturn conjunction going on, but at least you'll get, you know, some time to feel that inner harmony between your own instinctive feeling nature to have things look a certain way and your outer expression that is all about structuring and doing the thing that's known to work in Capricorn. So you get a little bit of that. And void, of course, moon. Let's that energy continue just a bit longer until the moon enters Libra at 10:33 p.m. on Saturday, making a trine to Pluto in Aquarius that will come in at 1:51 a.m. on Sunday. So here, hooray, moon, now you're in Libra and now you get to trine a very powerful person that's thinking about things and looking at the future, and you have plenty of ideas to share, and you've got an audience. Hooray! That is leading us into a pretty decent aspect time on Sunday the 19th. We have Mercury and Capricorn coming in to stabilize with sextiles, both Saturn and Pisces, early morning, 2:38 a.m., and Venus in Pisces, 11:32 a.m. So, okay, she feels better now. She's got somebody who's helping her understand and who wants to help in a practical way. Yes, very good. And the moon is going trine Jupiter until 10:06 p.m. Yes, happy day. You want to do something with people and the weather is okay where you are, Sunday's much better than Saturday for that purpose. But the sun is entering Aquarius at 3 o'clock exactly in the Eastern time zone, 3 p.m. So the shift out of the serious, somber, practical, and into that vision, I am open for an intuitive experience that helps me see things differently. I want to put my energy into my goals and future. And you're still in the waxing solar first quarter. I've talked about this several times, but when you are needing to get something going, and you're okay, pretty okay in the third quarter phase, It's when you start getting into that last quarter that it's the energy is going down. But we are in the waxing light quarter for the solar cycle until we get to the equinox, right, where we get even more. You know, so we're waxing all the way to the summer solstice. So, yes, you know, put that energy in. Start to identify what it is that you really want in that, those wishes and goals. Maybe certain things have changed, and you're going to incorporate some new things. So, yeah, this is kind of a nice shift for now. And we may be more involved with group activities and also with friendships and taking a look at those things. You know, in March, we've got the first of our four eclipses coming in. And I'm giving a talk on the eclipses, the lunar node shift, and the eclipses on Friday the 17th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's going to be on Zoom, and it will be a presentation for the Asheville Friends of Astrology. It doesn't cost much to attend and or get the recording of this workshop, so you'll know more about these pieces of information that I give you of the 2025 eclipse dates. First one is March 14th, so it's just 2 weeks out from that sun shift, and it's already now going to be the sun in Pisces, a lunar eclipse at 23 Virgo. Then in March, 2 weeks later, on the 29th, we've got a solar eclipse at 9 Aries. Yeah, it's interesting. It's 6:58 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I think it's, you know, possible that that one, I haven't done the PowerPoint yet, but that one may be visible for the United States if you're up and about. Possibly. But we do have the lunar eclipse in the night energy, so that's when you're having the moon up there in the sky. September 7th will bring a lunar eclipse at 15 Pisces at 2:09 p.m., which you definitely wouldn't see because the moon is opposite the sun. And September 21st, we have our solar eclipse at 29 Virgo. And that's at 3:54 p.m. Eastern Time. That's much more likely to be a visible daytime experience for people. So you can get registered if you go to PayPal. And in the blog that's connected to this, I give you the email address that you use to register. And I ask you to please remember to give your email. Don't let it go without your email attached, because that's how Deborah will be able to send you the link to the event and also the recording after the event. So this is basically what we're looking at, and I think in the week to follow, which we will be talking about, apart from the sun going conjunction Pluto on the day that we're apparently going to have an inauguration, I think it's the 21st. I'll have to check that. I know it's that week. Oh no, it's the week, it's the day before, I see it. Martin Luther King Jr. Day and Inauguration Day, Monday the 20th. Aspects. Looking kind of, and then we have a Sun-Pluto conjunction coming in. Yeah, all right. Well, but the changing of signs, not seeing that. And a major lunar event, no, not seeing that. So it will be aspects, and we will have time to just have one podcast, and you'll get all your information. Okay, don't forget, listen to that full moon podcast and this one, again, where I talk a little bit about it. Be prepared, and I'll say goodbye for now.